out, dude. That's crazy, you know? So I don't...
Dude, have you seen that YouTube guy, that Chinese dude who's got a YouTube channel called Predictive History?
Is that the guy that's like, what the hell kind of fish is this? This fish is a carp fish. What the hell kind of fish is this? Is that guy?
He's a Chinese Canadian dude who makes real red hot videos.
Saying what?
The sort of shit that I talk about, just like geopolitics. Yeah. And but he goes into like extreme, like secret societies, and he's really smart, but like certain things you go like, oh, I don't know if you've done enough research on that one. But anyways, he's doing like, he was doing this thing of collapse of Bronze Age. A historical one, and he claims...
I know that from Age of Empires.
Yeah, well, look, I don't know enough about that part of history. It got me really interested, so I'm looking into it more and more now, but he claims that the reason why Bronze Age collapsed...
So it collapsed? Bronze,
yeah, dude.
I thought it advanced past.
No, dude, Bronze Age was a very critical period of human history where you had these massive civilizations just pop up.
Right.
And so you had like Mesopotamia, you had Indus Valley civilization, you had there were civilizations, Egyptian, the biggest one, even so, and the thing was that all of these were like super well connected as well, kind of like how the world is today, where they're constantly trading with each other.
Yeah.
And then that actually results into like a warlike economy. And anyway, so he was arguing, I don't know if this is true, but it was an interesting point. He said that the reason why, like, this in episode of history of, like, this great affluence for a lot of empires ended was because the ideological framework on which everyone lived their lives had completely collapsed. So the idea was, first of all, religion had transformed into the idea that you can take your wealth into the hereafter, which is why people started getting buried with gold and shit.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, which... gives this because and so he was saying like there's this understanding that if you die, none of this will be useful. So what's the point of like constantly just hoarding stuff? You should, you know, be more charitable in some sense, which actually was a later innovation with these religions, which tried to end some of this stuff, according to him. But he, so he was saying like just everything just got too money minded. Everyone just became too money minded.
Yeah.
And
in the Bronze
rich
Age.
People started collecting money to the point where, because they wanted to take it into the afterlife, that it just led to an era of like extreme war, and then like just this entire Bronze Age just collapsed, and then we went into like these little non-empire systems later on.
Yeah,
which I think was like, and so I was sort of like comparing it to today, and just thinking like, man, we're so interconnected, and. Dollar is the top religion now.
Damn, so like, you're saying there's a reflection?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying like...
No, there is.
Yeah, there's some, right?
Of course there is. It's... Yes. And I mean, look...
Because it's kind of what's happening in our country, too, where the rich kind of just don't care anymore. And well, that's a scary thing.
I don't...
Like, billionaires are trying to be immortal again.
Yeah,
like you know that guy who's like supposed to be the healthiest dude in the world.
It is happening again,
and like, and Putin and Xi are talking about like organ transplants.
Yeah,
that's a scary world.
It's
you know,
really scary.
That's why you need like someone like Jesus to be like, man, you're all gonna die.
Yeah,
like and you won't have any of this in
or
the future.
Mohammed
or that, yeah, you know what I mean. But some like, kind of like a more giving ideological framework for those people.
The thing that upsets me is. I'm going to sound like such a boomer here, but Australia, for whatever reason, used to be this thing of like the country of the fair go. And also being rich was frowned upon in Australia. It was like,
working man's paradise.
Well, the thing that people said about Australia is if you're rich or poor in a pub, not now because it's so expensive, but you could both stand shoulder to shoulder and no one is, more sort of success is, irrelevant. It's like if you're happy, you are equal, you know, equal level human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is changing a lot. And it's like,
it's you're pricing out a bunch of people from the pub for one.
Literally, yeah. The pub. I mean, the pub is becoming, you know, in the West and stuff, they're packed because it's just like everyone prioritizes fun and socializing and stuff. But like. It's not, it's, you know, it's expensive.
Yeah.
like a jug.
Thankfully, I don't go to the pub, so I don't have to pay it. But I
And it's just kind of
I can imagine. And someone like you who needs a good amount, he needs a keg.
Oh yeah,
dude, you would go broke.
I'd be broke.
I get drunk so easy. That's why I never have to like two drinks and I'm gone.
I just had a beer today just to be like, it's just something to drink.
Yeah, I know. That would get me drunk.
Like, I think look, if you look at broader society, Australia is still, you know,
better off. We must acknowledge
that. Like, we must acknowledge that. And I think that, like, we have a good safety net. And thank God, really, there is a lot to thank about Australia. But just society at large, it seems to be the case that, I mean, look, the peak of the dollar worship was the 80s.
Yeah.
Greed is good, right? The situation is the same now, but this disparity between rich and poor is getting bigger and bigger and expanding. Mm-hmm. And I think that like that's the biggest problem. And
it's no good.
I mean, is Elon Musk going to be a trillionaire?
Yeah, dude. I mean, not only is he going to be, he's getting 1 trillion. So that's one transaction that he's going to get.
Are you kidding me? How does he justify that?
Well, because he got out of Tesla, so he has to like cash in on his shares.
He got out.
Yeah.
But like,
well, I don't know if he's gotten out, but he has to cash in a lot of his shares.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, look, I don't know. I know it's just the way, like, people always sort of complain. Like, I'm sure this has been the case all the time, and maybe, I think it's bad, but it's going to have to get a lot worse before things start
changing. I hope it doesn't. Can't we just fix it now?
I don't know how. I don't know how, because it's political suicide, and you know, I really don't know.
But if we do it when we have to, there might not be any good solutions. I mean, there's no good solutions even now. But, you know, it'll just get, the longer you delay it, the harder it's going to get.
When there was the housing crash in America, a lot of people lost a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Like civilians, like people, yeah, not companies, people, yeah, right? Because they were just like, oh, it's wiped, right?
You know who lost money?
Who?
Those people, mostly people that, is, you know, it's common practice in Australia at the moment as well, where, like, you know, people that have 5 houses that they've got on like low interest or whatever, and their income isn't that high, and when the house prices go down, then they can't cash out, so their assets become useless, and they can't repay the higher interest rates.
Damn.
So it's if the exact same thing happens in Australia, a lot of regular Joes who just were quiet because they were making a lot of money.
Yeah.
But those people that have like 10 houses and they've got like one job and they're maintaining everything and hoping for capital gains, they're going to be screwed.
Really?
Yeah. And even like, and not just them, even like if you have your own house and your repayments are going to go up, the house value is going to go down. So your retirement in a sense would be wiped and the money that you're paying every day will go up. It's terrible. Like, it's the more debt leverage you are, the worse it will be.
What? How does
it will be amazing for really rich people, though.
Why?
Because assets are going to become really cheap, and if you buy it, you're going to make a killing in a few years.
Because they can just buy it when
they
it's
can
cheap.
Buy it, everything.
But they'll lose as well.
No, they won't.
Why?
Because eventually house prices are going to go back up if that happens, and they're going to make like an absolute killing off it.
I just don't.
Recessions are really good for like rich people.
How
they love recession. They wait for recessions.
How do what is this like? How do you prevent this?
Well, you can't prevent it because it's already happened. But like, man, that's the other tragedy of Australia. Like, it's not that no one knows what the solution is, but it's just the solution is so politically toxic. It's getting rid of capital gains tax exemptions and negative gearing, like that will have a massive impact on it.
Because those things are made to buy multiple houses, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, like, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Name me one person in Australia who doesn't know this.
No, they all know it.
So everybody knows what the solution is. No one has the balls to do anything about it. And obviously, there's massive vested interests that don't want you to do anything about it.
What? People say that a lot of people rent in Europe. Is that just because you can't, is it the same there where it's like, well, you just can't buy anything? Or?
No, I don't think it's because you can't. I think their model is slightly different. The government kind of has these really long-term rentals.
Yeah.
That you kind of own the house. The government technically owns it.
Right.
But it almost feels like you're in a lifelong mortgage with the government instead of the bank.
Yeah.
Sometimes interest? In Europe, so in government cases, the interests are like low.
Yeah.
So it helps. But yeah, you're right. Like in some European countries, 50 to 60% of the population being renters is considered very normal.
Yeah.
It's also considered normal to be lifelong renters.
Yeah. I mean,
but that's not us, dude. I don't know, like, how this will be a very difficult transition for Australians to swallow.
I mean, like I said, a friend of mine who has multiple properties and has worked his ass off, right, to get them, he was saying, like, man, I reckon there's going to, he's like, something's going to, has to, it's going to crash. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. And he was just like, it has to. And I'm like, does it? I don't think it does, you know? I think that people with the ability to live in nice areas will continue to, and people that won't will have to swallow a hard pill and move to areas where it's harder. And then, you know, that's